Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
McCullough.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Who be that?
Me and you, doggy.
I'm telling you, I'm lucky to even be standing right now. And I'm not standing, so maybe I'm not as lucky as I even think I am.
I'm still standing.
No, it's what a day.
Yeah?
What a day. 6:30 this morning. I'm thinking it's Memorial Day weekend. It's the holiday. Please, God, for the love of all that's holy, let James sleep till at least 7 a.m. No. On Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, he has to be up at 5:45. Gotta go pee. Pee-pee. Gotta go pee-pee, Daddy. Gotta go pee-pee. So we get up. We march into the other room.
Yeah.
It's like the march of the drones in the Star Wars films.
Yeah, pee-pee march.
The really bad drones in like the second set of films. So we're going in there. Okay, pull your pants down. Why? Because you have to go to the bathroom. Okay, get on the stool. They sits on the stool, turns around, sits down, starts to do his thing. We get him taken care of, wash the hands. He's on his way back to bed. So I'm thinking, okay, there is a God. I am going to get some more rest after all. I'm just making a pit stop myself first. So I'm sitting there taking care of my business. And out of the blue, I hear...
Cool.
And I'm going, what the heck was that?
Was that a poo-poo?
No.
From pee pee to poo-poo?
I would have much preferred it to be that. No, I looked out the window. I happened to be looking out the window right as it happened. This huge 200-year-old oak tree halfway up the next block falls on the phone lines. And who in the Northeast, what kind of people call themselves urban planners, think it's cool to put power lines outside the ground? Civilized world started burying those suckers like 2 decades ago. Here we are in like Manhattan, New York, the most advanced place in all the world. We still put power lines up and down the street so trees can knock them over when they fall down. But you know what it took with them? It came down. Then you know those huge transponders that are about the size of you? That hang from the telephone pole?
Yeah.
They're like a big gray bucket, but they're big.
You saying I'm fat?
No, they're as long as you.
Oh, okay.
They're about, 5 feet, something long. Fair. Anyway, four of them from, and this is where I don't get this. We have solid steel we could build these poles out of now, right? No. In this part, what we do is we put them on shorn tree trunks. So you have these shorn tree trunks lining the roads with these huge hundreds of thousands of pounds of stuff on them, and the tree comes over, takes the cable down, and then just one after another, four transponders off the poles, on the ground, blowing up, exploding, flaming out for like 4 minutes, and then it goes quiet.
Yeah.
Then you hear nothing. Except for this one box that's in my basement.
Yeah.
Comes from Verizon or somebody. And we've lost power to everything in the universe, right? Our food's going to spoil. We don't have air conditioning. Today it was heating. Well, that's a whole other complaint. It's May. God, don't you know what you're doing? It's Memorial Day weekend. It's supposed to be warm up in here. So we got, we have no heat. We have no, we're going to, brand new refrigerator full of food. And, of course, the boys are like, neither one of them sleep now. Because the 8-month-old's like, when he hears
and
the
of course, if you're James,
down.
You're thinking, if I go pee pee this early again, and I cause all these explosions,
I get to see more fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to camp out all day, just looking out windows and watching the electric trucks.
because, you know, they have the big buckets that rise up and lower down. And here's his new thing. He loves flashing lights. Anything with a flashing light on it, it's just cool. So all those trucks have like 15 flashing lights on them going all day.
Is there a chance that my boy James might be more like Uncle Stevie B, like when he sees a shiny object? Is that what you're...
Are you saying you're like a three-year-old that you can't stop looking at it?
Absolutely.
Okay, then yes.
That's why I'm here.
Then yes.
That's
you
my
very
job.
Much like Uncle Stevie B. So we get to the... I pick up the phone and call the power company, which I don't know why I did, because it's, you know... I think it's useless to call these people. But you get the computer woman. Yes, thank you for calling. You're 30th in line. Da, 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 da. You'll be on hold. You'll be on hold for 37 minutes and 53 seconds. Oh, okay, great. So this tells you how bad it's messed up, because I was then on to an operator in like 2 minutes. But you're lying to me. You're telling me 37 minutes, and now it's like 2 minutes later I'm in. Which I'm fine with those kind of lies. That kind of doesn't bother me. It's when they say it'll be fixed by 1 o'clock this afternoon. And at, 8:30 Eastern time tonight, I'm still, my whole family's still in the dark. So it was a very fun day at the McCullough house. I finished putting together a generator, learned everything. Ask me any question you want to know about a portable generator. Go ahead, ask me. I have a doctorate, a PhD in portable generators just from today. I can tell you, don't ever start it without the oil in the engine. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It also won't start even if you have all the gasoline in it, but the choke is all the way closed.
Ah.
Yeah. And it doesn't put out a true 120 amount of circuitry. You know how
I'm
going to
try a Jedi mind trick, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to know what brand it is.
I have no idea.
I knew it!
But I know everything else about that puppy.
No big deal.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been working on all day. How was your day?
I had just kind of a normal day. Yeah, I had just kind of a normal day. Came back from Vegas, working on the little short film there with my boy Wes Halula, and that was amazing.
We like Wes.
Was out in Los Angeles a couple days before that. Yep. Had some really cool meetings, which you and I will talk about.
Maybe a reality show coming for your way.
Could
be. That would be
cool. A little reality show following Stevie B around.
So, believe it or not, in the midst of all that, then I get my, this guy I do the radio show with on Saturday nights. He goes, "Sup?" Now, see, this is supposed to endear me to him to say, "Oh, let's talk about show prep," which normally I probably would. Not the day I'd had. No, because I had asked him 15 times. First, he sent his topic. I'm like, "That's a good topic." And he goes, "Yeah, but I want to take a different angle on it."
Right.
Okay. What's your angle? I texted to him, I don't know, 5 minutes after he texted his last thing. 15 texts later, 3, 4, 5, 7 hours later, still no answer.
Shiny object!
And then he's like, "Why don't you call me, homie? I'm in the car on my way to the studio." I said, "Why don't you eat a tree? Maybe a shorn one, so we can hang a transponder from you. And watch my three-year-old think he made it blow up on a Saturday morning of a holiday weekend." I'm going to be in rare form tonight.
No, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And you haven't even, you just started drinking your Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was so dead. I, like, seriously, like, 25 minutes before I left the house, I did that dangerous thing. I got vertical on the bed. I was like, "Well, I better get myself off this, or I'm not going to wake up till sometime next year."
Kind of like the scariest moment of my day was, you know, that text I get from Haley, which is, you know, I'm waiting for her to say, "Move money with your Chase app from your account to my account." That's
Haley does that to her father.
Oh.
Why don't you say, "Get a job, sweetie"?
Yeah, right on.
and then see how far that goes.
Yeah, well, then I have to answer a whole lot more text messages if I don't just move $20. Okay, it's better to just move the $20.
Very good.
And life goes on.
Very good. So anyway, we did do some show prep anyway, regardless of all these weird days that we had today.
Should we say our phone number?
Yeah, 888-340-3373. And if you're from the New York area Metro Power Companies, don't even bother calling tonight, because I will have nothing nice to say to you. I promise you, if you work for the power company, any of the power companies in the tri-state area, I'm likely to behead you like a Muslim jihadist tonight. Rhetorically,
whoa,
of course, not physically. No, we're not turning into London.
Easy.
Yet. But, yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Steady.
And if you do call, don't tell me you work for the power company.
Oh, please, somebody from the power company call. Please.
Well, here's how they do this. They have these geniuses that come. Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
Oh, all right.
They have these geniuses that come. They only have the first truck shows up. He's only allowed to do one thing. And that is to call the other guy to bring the thing to get the tree off the power lines. And then after that guy leaves, then they call another expert to come and sweep up the clippings after the... And then the next guy comes and unrolls wire. And then they wait for another guy to come bring new poles.
You really had a bad day.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and in many places well beyond that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends about the funnest and funniest place you'll be on Saturday nights if you come and join us. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, 888-340-3373. Lots of news this week, some breaking news this afternoon. I might get a dream come true. Eric Holder may get not only fired, but he may get prosecuted, and he may go to jail because he lied under oath to Congress this week while testifying to a friendly Democrat about one of the questions from one of the scandals. I don't even remember which one it was. There were so many of them this week. But no, and the lefty blogs are talking about it. So if they're talking about him getting, because evidently the lie that he told,
yeah.
Like, it's very blatant, very easy to trace, and he did it on a C-SPAN broadcast of the hearing that he was testifying to. So they not only have all the witnesses that were in the room, which were congressmen, and you can, if you're under oath before Congress, it's a felony if mm-hmm. you lie. You go to jail. But if a lawyer does it, you can be disbarred.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of hoping. Here's crossing my fingers. Please send that puppy to jail.
Well, can't the president just write some magic pen
not
thing?
Not until the end of his term. I guess he could. Very few of them do it before the end of the term.
But he could. And you know he will.
Maybe. We'll
Thanks
see.
For covering for me, bro. Here's a little magic pen.
So that's that for... don't rob me of my dream this early on in the show.
I'm just, you know...
Please, let it be true that Eric Holder's going to federal prison.
Easy. And we'll be praying for her.
Prison. Yeah. It's what's your future. So anyway, there was another slight surprise to a lot of people this week. The Boy Scouts, you know, their executive board back in February, which is made up of, I don't know, 12 or 15 people or whatever, mostly volunteers. It's like an honorary thing for a lot of them. You know, they're CEOs of a company, and so they say, "Hey, why don't you serve on the board of the Boy Scouts of America?"
Hmm.
And so they're like, "Yeah, I'm Sam Walton, president of Walmart. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, that's cool. You know." And so they do. But that 12 or 15 this year got real activist and said, "Hey, we gotta let boys come in and tell everybody how gay they are if they happen to be homosexual. We want them to be open in the Boy Scouts." And then they got a lot of pushback on that, so they said, okay, well, we won't make the decision. We'll let the 1400 General Board make that decision in May. Well, they made that decision this week, and I was predicting all along that I thought the 1400-member board was going to just, like, kick that puppy. Say, yeah, right, that's a good one. Real funny. Ha-ha. No, they voted it in.
Right.
61-39. Of course, I think it was about 47 or 50% or 52%, something like that, of their constituents actually showed up for the vote. So who knows if the other 48% had voted how it would have turned out. But it was a sizable margin nonetheless. 61-39 is not a small victory.
Yeah, and then I'll probably have Jackie do a little of my homework here, which is like, I wonder how many members of the Boy Scouts there are in the United States.
Oh, it's millions.
Yeah, it's millions and millions and millions.
And they did a survey before they took the vote of how Boy Scout parents felt about the thing. And they knew from the beginning that the parents of Boy Scouts, by a margin of about 70%, said, no, we don't want anybody talking about sex, being openly sexual in any way. That's not good for us. Let's not even get into this. And they ignored the parents. 2.7 million youth members and about a million adult volunteers across the country.
Right. So
about 4 million.
Before this vote, there were members of the Boy Scouts who were gay.
There have probably been people that chose to behave in homosexual fashion at some point in their life after being in the Boy Scouts since the founding of the Boy Scouts.
But it's probably reasonable to say that before this vote, there probably were members of the Boy Scouts, even in leadership, that were gay, but just...
From the beginning of time.
In a just don't ask, don't tell kind of way.
Absolutely. Well, the Boy Scout oath has... There is nothing about sex in the Boy Scouts.
Right.
There's no girls there, so most of the time they're not worried about sexual activity, but sexual activity is frowned upon. You're not allowed to have sex on a Boy Scout event, in a Boy Scout, you know, context, et cetera, et cetera.
So now with this vote, it means that you can say, as you're becoming a member or whatever, it basically takes the idea of just don't talk about it and says, oh, no, talk about it all you want.
Yeah, you can be open about it.
Right.
You can openly say, I'm gay and I'm here.
Right. Be prepared. So that's cool. I guess, you know, that's what they've decided.
Well, their board voted on it.
And in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right. Where we're heard on WGTK.
In Louisville, you have a church there that I guess was allowing for its facility to be used by the Boy Scouts. It's called the Southeast Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
It says...
Well, more than 90% of all scout troops use community-based organizations, and a good majority of those are churches that volunteer their places of, you know, and people to be part of it.
Right. So,
and even funding. The Baptists, the Pentecostals, a whole bunch of people, the Mormons, different groups, different faith groups, but they give lots of money, they bring lots of volunteer support, et cetera, et cetera.
So with that in mind,
yeah,
you got this church in Louisville that turns around and they internally as a church take a vote. And it wasn't, you know, it's pretty interesting in this article that I read that it says it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. You know, when this topic came up with the vote and the Boy Scouts, they've been thinking about it for a while, and then they came together and they've decided to uninvite the Boy Scouts to use their facility going forward.
Right.
They basically just said, you know, we're no longer interested. They're kind of posturing in a way
they
where...
They ended their charter with the local organization that they'd done scouting with.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you have... A charter's kind of like a contract. You say, we're going to work on this thing together, and we're going to let you use our facility, and you're going to provide the people, and we're going to have, you know, this great Boy Scout thing here.
Right. So it's safe to say that it's because of the vote that they decided to no longer...
Absolutely. That's absolutely safe to say.
So here's the point of my topic tonight, that I'm 'cause that's confusing to me. Because does that mean that church doesn't want gays coming to their church even if they're seeking salvation?
That seems a bit of a stretch to me, but maybe you have an opinion about that. 888-340-3373. If a church dumps its charter with the Boy Scouts, does that make the church unfriendly to gays from a ministry perspective? What would you say? 888-340-3373. That's Stephen's question. Let's talk about it. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. It's Saturday. 888-340-3373. Boy Scouts. Your call's next. 888-340-3373.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
DannyJohnson.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Just before we went to the break, for those of you that just joined us, Batman was about to go into the cave. No, I'm kidding. No, Stephen had said, that would be funny if I'd said Batman was about to go in the closet. It actually would have bridged the gap of the topic to the current return. Anyway,
which is really funny.
Because
the guy who played Batman was gay. No. True story.
Alan, what's his name? Alan West?
I think he was.
You think he was?
So, quite Freudianistically,
he died? Because I think he still lives. Adam West. He still lives.
Well, maybe he's not. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
I think somebody told me that. Let me just clarify
for the
record.
Well, then that's great. Somebody told you something, you just say it on the radio.
Well, if you really go back and watch Batman, you know, you can kind of wonder.
Someone once said that Steven beats puppies, too, but, you know, we're not airing that tonight.
I only do it when nobody's looking.
That's not true.
We're
He's
kidding.
Very good with animals.
Kidding.
All right, 888-340-3373. The Boy Scouts decided, defying logic, odds, everything else, hey, we'll just forget about our oath, you know, morally straight and upward and all that stuff. No, that's not even. Now we'll talk about sexuality, but only if you're gay. We'll let gay kids come in and talk about how gay they are, because that's the only thing that's different than it was before. No homosexual boys that didn't bring up what their sexual activities were,
mm-hmm.
were ever denied membership in the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Because if you didn't talk about it, nobody knew. How could they possibly show you any prejudice? They didn't.
Right.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. So Stephen wants to know, what do you want to know again?
I want to know if this church in Louisville, Kentucky,
that had formerly hosted Boy Scouts.
Correct. If they're no longer desiring to host the Boy Scouts because of this vote, then isn't that a curious thing? Because perhaps that very same church on the following Sunday could have a homosexual come in who's curious about the Christian faith, and, you know, what do they do then?
All right, let's talk to line one. Eileen's in Louisville, Kentucky, listening on our great affiliate there, AM 970 WGTK. Eileen, welcome to Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
I am in Louisville. I do not go to this church, but I will speak for all Christians, and that your question is absolutely absurd, ridiculous, and there's no way to connect any dots as to what this pastor has done. He's simply saying, openly gay, no, the Boy Scouts, but totally, absolutely, as a Christian, any homosexual can come into his church to worship. Are they going to accept with open arms? Of course. Do they agree with his lifestyle? No way.
Right.
I don't like Christians being constantly maligned, saying we discriminate against gays. Not what we do. We love all people. We don't like the lifestyle. It's a wrong lifestyle. It's an immoral lifestyle.
According to
not
what?
That's a politically correct thing to say.
Right.
But that's the way.
But it's an immoral lifestyle according to what?
I could get into the biological between male parts.
No, and
female
so
parts,
what I think you're trying.
Common sense.
But what I think you're trying to say is, according to God's word, which is found in the Holy Bible, it's considered
according
a sin.
According to nature. According to nature.
Well, no. As a Christian,
I'll take a man's part and stick him in another man's part.
Okay. Well, I'm
the
just going to.
The
gonna,
body were designed specifically to bring life into the world.
Okay.
And you can't do that with two men. It works against nature.
Right. But in everything you just described,
and I don't like the. I don't like you. Questioning, saying, are they allowed to come in and worship? Of course they are.
Well, do you? Seems to me if you knew they were gay, they might have a problem coming into your church, but that's okay.
I think that's an unfair thing to say to Eileen.
I don't think so at all, because...
She said at the beginning of this call that anybody is welcome. The difference in what the Boy Scouts had before and what they have now, just so that we're all clear... They've always had boys of all sexual activities and behavior involved in the Boy Scouts. They've just never said, hey, let's go out and talk about it and flaunt it and you know, get a merit badge for it. Now it's become a part of the conversation. Now it's a part of if there's a homosexual kid in a scout troop and you know, he makes some sort of sexual advance to another Boy Scout, they're not going to be able to kick him out because of it.
Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, I'll give you my... perception on what
Eileen, thanks for Eileen, the call, though.
Eileen has expressed.
Thanks for listening. Stay with us. We're just seconds away from our next break. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org. 4673.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
He is.
And who are you?
In the flesh. Wrong week to be discussing in the flesh, I guess. I shouldn't have gone there. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. And we're talking about the Boy Scouts. Just one of the headlines from the week that we could have talked about, but one that I think hits home for a lot of people. 4 million scouts in active scout service right now in the country.
Right.
And they said, we're going to change our charter. And now, we were never discriminating against gays before, but now... Well, not in general population. They would not let openly expressive homosexuals serve in leadership. That, mm-hmm. And that part's staying in place. They're going to not let... And I think there's wisdom in that. I mean, we don't let grown men go camp in tents with little girls if they're heterosexuals. I don't think you should have grown men camping in tents with little boys if they're homosexuals. So I think that's a safety barrier that makes sense to me.
That seems like good common sense.
2 + 2 still equals 4 most of the time.
And that much I can figure out.
but now it's getting tricky because churches across the country kind of looked at this vote this week where they said, we're going to let open homosexual kids now express that. And the churches said, I don't know if we want to be associated with that organization under those terms. You found this one church in Louisville that's doing what?
This church in Louisville, Kentucky, has decided to no longer want to work with the Boy Scouts or make their facilities available for them to be utilized by the Boy Scouts as a result of this. And my question, which Eileen, I think it seemed to me she took offense to what I was suggesting, which, you know, so Eileen knows I'm a born-again Christian myself, Eileen, you know. And I was just trying to, you know, just hold the mirror up in a reflection here against these two thoughts. And what was kind of weird was Eileen said, and I quote, well, that lifestyle is wrong because of nature and this and that. And, you know, you and I talked in the break. And what I find to be one of the biggest problems in my experience as somebody who's a born-again Christian, still working in Hollywood, I just had meetings all last week
right. In
Hollywood about some very, very wonderful mainstream secular opportunities about me.
Thank you, Mr. Trump and NBC, for reopening that door for us, too.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you know, I just think it's not, you know, for me, it's not what you say, it's how you say. And what's interesting is I then tried to kind of take Eileen down the path of, well, what you're saying is because the Bible says that lifestyle is a sin and God is the one ultimately that determines those rules and things like that. I just think that so much of the time when we as Christians say, oh, no, because of, you know, obviously in nature, you know, it's wrong and it's immoral. It's when we try to, in our own intellect, justify our position and perception and thoughts other than the truth that is, in my opinion, the only sole truth that indicates that it's wrong, and that is God's word. God's word says it's wrong because God wrote that word, and we have to try to stop taking the responsibility of trying to express that in any other way.
But what if you find other venues of revelation that confirm what God's word says? So, for instance, people walked around in the Middle Earth years thinking the Earth was flat.
Right.
Okay. Well, Scripture actually gives some indication that the Earth isn't, and there were people that did not believe that it was flat, so forth and so on. You can look at scriptural input. You can look at geographical input. But the truth is, the world is round. And whether you say, well, the world is round because God made it round, or whether it's round because we can observe that it's round, both point to the ultimate truth, which is that the earth is round, and God is the one that ultimately made that earth. I mean,
right.
I think there's other, yes, God's word says that the only form of sexual expression that honors him is man-woman marriage, committed lifetime for him, no divorce, man-woman marriage, that's it, for a lifetime before God. That's the sexual expression in Scripture that is approved. The Scriptures deal with a lot of things, adultery, lust, masturbation, group sex, sex with animals, sex with relatives. All these things are actually covered in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Homosexual activity is also covered in Scripture. It's spoken of specifically, and it says this is not what God intends. He intends one man, one woman, lifetime before him, sanctified, etc., etc. So you can say, well, Scripture says that. But if you also find corollary things that say that activity is unhealthy, I don't think it's necessarily bad to cite those reasons as well, is it?
Well, no, but I guess everybody is entitled to express themselves however they want. I just think that we've arrived at this place of conflict between certain social issues or certain lifestyle issues and Christianity, because so much of the time Christians just don't say it the right way.
They're not afraid. They're not invoking Christianity enough. Is that what you're saying?
I just don't think they're invoking the importance of trying to communicate to people that it's because of God's word. That is the most important authority in the equation.
For a believer, that certainly is the case. Let's go to line two. Mary calling from Detroit, listening on Sirius XM tonight. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I've actually never heard your show before. Sorry about that.
Every Saturday, Mary, right here. Every Saturday. You come back.
Okay. Anyway, I'm usually not in the car on Saturday, so I'm enjoying the topic, and I wanted to comment on the first caller. I understand what she's trying to say. Sometimes people want to take it to a different level so people don't think it's just a religious issue, but ultimately,
God is so wise and so loving. He knows that that lifestyle isn't good for us. He knows all of those things you just described, all those other types of lifestyles are not what's best for us. And so that's what why the Bible gives us these guidelines, so that he prevents us from going down the path of destruction or pain. And he loves us. That's why. It's not a restriction out of anything else but love. God is so, so good to us, and he just wants what's best. So I think that we do have to talk about Scripture and the Lord, because he is our Heavenly Father, and he knows the outcome. We can't even imagine what some of these things are going to lead to years from now, these changes. So, but as far as the church, I think it's pretty gutsy that they did that, and I don't think it's out of hate or anything like that. I think many, many churches are going to follow in the same way that with the Girl Scouts, how the Girl Scouts have taken on some policies that are very anti-Christian and not.
And Mary, you're making a good point, but I want you to have plenty of time to make it, and we got to take a break. So hold on, we'll get right back to you. Mary in Detroit on Sirius XM.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't make me take this return with a mouthful of pizza.
Gay Scouts USA. How about starting a new organization? The Gay Scouts of America.
Well, here's, it's funny you say that.
Because then you could have a girl and a guy share a tent with no challenge of any type of sexual interaction. You could have gay lesbian girls with male homosexual boys. They could partner up, because you can't put boys together if they're attracted to one another.
Right.
Right? So you could do the opposite. It's bizarro world. You do everything backwards. So in regular world, we wouldn't put boys and girls in a tent together because we'd be afraid of the monkey business. I'm just saying. We'd be afraid of the monkey business, so we wouldn't put a boy and a girl in a scout troop together in a tent, right?
Right.
So the solution to this is not to, because any other combination creates problems. You put lesbians into Girl Scouts, it's the same thing as having guys in Girl Scouts.
Right, but the thing that's interesting that you just said is,
so
the reason the Boy Scouts cast this vote the way they did is because all of this topic and all of this idea is becoming regular world, Kevin.
Well,
this is all regular world stuff.
I know.
Now.
We're supposed to think that.
Right?
Which is why so many churches are going to drop their charters. And this is going to be, you think the one church in Louisville is a big deal. It's going to be hundreds, thousands of churches that no longer participate. Because they're not going to want to be part of the stuff that's going to go on. People are going to get feelings hurt. There's going to be things said, both appropriate and inappropriate, that are going to offend people. And this is going to be one of those things where churches are like, we got other things to do than to try to referee this mess.
Right.
And they're just going to, we don't have patience for it.
But I think it's interesting what you just said about, you know, gay Boy Scouts. See, whenever I get asked the question all the time, and you and I do a lot of media, different things,
right.
you're doing your thing on Fox or I'm wherever, and I often get asked the question, do you oppose gay marriage? And I say no. I don't oppose. If gays want to start their own churches and get married in those churches, then good on them.
Well, since the definition of marriage is a man and a woman.
Right.
And they've never been declined from getting a marriage certificate for... you be a gay man and you want to have sex with just other men, but you want to get married so you find a woman who's willing to take you, you're not going to be denied a marriage license.
Right.
Because if you take out flour in the cake recipe and you put sand in, you're going to bake it, it ain't going to be cake.
Mm.
You change the recipe, you're not going to get marriage. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. Anyway, Mary, very quickly, we wanted you to finish making the rest of your point before we get to the top of the hour. So you've got at least a few seconds here. Go ahead.
Okay. I suspect many churches are going to go toward the direction that they've gone with the situation with the Girl Scouts of America. The Girl Scouts have taken on some policies that are very against our Christian values, and so I know our parish has joined
and membership
the
dropped.
American Heritage
yep.
Girls.
Yep. Yep.
So I think the same thing will happen with the Boy Scouts. Our parish is so involved with Boy Scouts, I know that the leaders are going to be devastated over this decision.
On and that I'm note, sure. Mary, I got to let you go. Thank you for
Thanks,
a great
Mary.
Call. Listen to us next week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.